This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We got to my whole point of that, Jesse, was asking you, you know, when you pull an all-nighter, if you turn in a paper or, you know, do your final, that feeling you had kind of walking to your car where your nerves are exposed and you're like, man, this is nuts, like sleep deprivation. I feel like that's what the Padres are going through right now with all this grinding that they're doing to stay one game over 500. It's been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, they are a resilient team, and I think that's been pretty apparent early on. And look, you know, a lot of teams say that, but I think particularly after last year and kind of the way everything went down and how much they struggled in one-run games and extra inning games and all that, it was really important to try and establish that early this season. And they did that. You know, I mean, they came out of the chute with a couple of really big comebacks in April. They had the crazy game against the Dodgers in Seoul where everybody was hitting. And it just kind of felt, you know, coming out of that, like, all right, you know, this is a different team. And I think that was a nice way to sort of, you know, turn the page from last year. Because, and look, as we know, every team is different year to year. Like, the reality is last year, when it comes to that kind of stuff, doesn't matter. And you can back that up with a statistical argument. You know, RISP last year has no bearing on RISP this year. So we all kind of thought, all right, it should be better this year. But to sort of like psychologically get over the hump and be able to have the success that they had earlier this season, and for, I think, Mike Schilt to talk about it as much as he's talked about it and to make a point about it as much as he's made a point about it, really helped, you know, this 2024 team say, all right, last year is last year. We're all about the windshield and not the rearview mirror.
But we also talked earlier about it's kind of a catch-22, that there's nothing you can necessarily do. You have to experience some success to build that positive feeling. And right, last year's team just never got to experience it. So, of course, they never were able to really build some of those feelings and, you know, good vibes going forward because it just didn't happen for them.
The crazy thing is, last year, end of the year, right, they have like their good run. You know, they win five in a row or whatever at the end of the season. They win an extra inning game in San Francisco, then another one game 162. And all of us, myself included, kind of wrote that off as like, all right, well, it didn't matter because, you know, they were essentially all but eliminated for most of that run. And they were eliminated for a good chunk of it at the end. So it was kind of like, you know, all right, throw it away. It doesn't really mean anything. And, you know, I made note in spring training a couple of times that last year, this team with Jerks and Profar on the roster at the end of the season went 16-5. And I kind of said it like tongue in cheek during the spring training broadcasts because like, hey, that's kind of cool, right? And there's like a story there, but we all know better. It couldn't have just been because Jurickson and Profar showed up. That's not why they won 16 out of their last 21 games last year. But, you know, kind of what you're saying, there is a different vibe, and it's very hard to say he isn't a huge part of that. And look, you're absolutely right. You have to go out and get the hits. You have to get out and do the thing. But, you know, sometimes there are guys, you know, that make a big difference, you know, in tangible and in intangible ways. And it's getting harder and harder to think that Jurickson Profar is not one of the best examples of that when it comes to this Padre team and this Padre clubhouse. And so I'm loving the attention he's getting nationally. I'm loving that he's leading the way in all-star balloting because it is so deserved, you know, from the raw numbers standpoint and what he's produced this year, from the way he's sort of battling through this knee situation to obviously the impact, which I think is gigantic, that he's had on this team.
No question about it. Talking to Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres. You can hear him tonight, 97.3 The Fan, along with Tony Gwynn Jr. I you know, another one is Jackson Merrill being 21 years old. And now, honestly, like, he's a leader. And we talked about the message that you're hearing coming out of there. You know, last year's message was essentially, oh, don't worry. We'll get there. We'll be where we need to be. This year's message is, don't mess with us. We're a bunch of effing ballers. They've said it. They've called themselves ballers so many times that I'm like, they actually believe this. And when you watch them play, yeah, man, they have those games where you're like, oh man, who wants to face these guys? They're just relentless. They don't quit. It's pretty apparent that Jackson Merrill is another one of those guys in that clubhouse at 21, first taste of the big leagues, and now is, you know, a regular that people are like, should we extend him another 12 years? It's been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to have extension talks for a lot of, like, kind of obvious logistical reasons.
Right.
But he's playing his ass off, and I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying watching Jackson Merrill, like, way more than I expected. You know, just sort of the natural, all right, he's 20 at the beginning of spring training. He turns 21. You know, let's not expect too much. You know, let's hope for the best. But, I mean, he's exceeded every expectation I've had in every way. And he is a great kid, and he's a dog, as you're talking about, man. He's up on the top railing of the dugout. He's intense. Yep. And I think that whole thing goes to a conversation about roster construction that sometimes gets a little bit put off to the side. Usually when we're talking about roster construction, we're talking left, right. We're talking power, contact. We're talking whatever. But, like, there is something, I believe, when it comes to roster construction that should involve personality.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, kind of having not necessarily just the right mix of guys, because that's a little bit difficult, but a mix of guys who have different kinds of, like, edges to them. You know, I think everybody understands the way that, you know, a team will sometimes take on the personality of its leadership and how certain guys will, you know, follow other guys. And that can be good and the person and the situation. You know, sometimes you need personality A, sometimes you need personality B, sometimes you need personality Y. And that's the good thing, is you've got different sort of, like, versions of that in the Padre clubhouse. And I'm not suggesting, like, Jackson Merrill is leading the way at 21 years old, but I tell you what, the energy that he brings, the intensity that he brings, the ability that he brings, it's all contagious, and all that stuff matters. And that can get other guys riled up in a good way. He has been a critical piece to the success this team has had. Very similar to Profar, right? With, like, kind of that, you know, high energy, intensity, and attitude. You know, Jurickson always looking to create a chip on his shoulder over something, and it helps him. He's one of those guys, and it is really, really fun to watch. Let me say this about the 2024 team, and I know everybody in town knows this because people have been showing up like crazy. You're not supposed to have 39,000 on a Monday against the Nationals, yep. Okay? Like, it's incredible every single night out there. But this is a very watchable baseball team, not only because of, like, the comebacks and the sort of you feel like they're never out of it thing, but the energy and the excitement that those guys play with. And on top of that, like, they don't strike out anymore. It's remarkable. This is a team that struck out, like every other team, basically, a ton, you know, the last couple of years. And it's like all of a sudden the switch got flipped this season. They're putting the ball in play. They're just a more entertaining team to observe than they've been, really, I think, at any time since I've been here, which is saying something because there's been some cool teams. But this year's team is so fun to watch. And they're just kind of doing it a little bit differently than so many of the other really good teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Top batting average in baseball. They'll lead the league in bunt hits as well. And they hit home runs, so they can do it in lots of different ways. It is entertaining. You're absolutely right, Jesse. You mentioned Jurickson's, motivation and the near hit by pitch, the intentional walk to put him up. And he talked about it after the game. Now, do you expect any fireworks tonight after what you were kind of hearing from the Washington Nationals?
Oh, bless. Yes, yes, yes.
Excuse me, Washington Nationals in the dugout at the end of the game.
Wow, that was an all-timer.
You okay over there?
We don't know.
I haven't quite been the same since our golf tournament last week.
He's dying.
How'd you play?
We didn't play at all.
We didn't. We just entertained for an entire day. Shaking hands, kissing babies, buddy.
That's nice. Congrats. Good job.
Thank you. Was there a question there?
Does he expect any fireworks tonight?
I love fireworks.
You never know. But, I mean, McKenzie is fiery. Remember that. He tried to fight his third baseman in the dugout a couple weeks ago. He's on the mound for the Nats. So he definitely has at times, and he's admitted to this, let his emotions, get to him. But he's a pro. What are you guys expecting? What am I missing here?
I don't know. I mean, the way the Nationals TV broadcasters were describing the reaction from guys like Jesse Winker and Keibert Ruiz, they were really unhappy with Jurickson's celebration after the game.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I think we're at the point in baseball now where, you get a walk-off win, you got to expect all kinds of craziness. And if the guy gets knocked on his backside, what is it, two pitches before the game-winning hit, he's probably going to be a little bit fired up in that moment. You never know in baseball. I don't have a great sense of how the Nats handle stuff. We haven't seen them since last summer. Maybe that is kind of the way they like to go about business. But I wouldn't think, there's a reason for it. Look, they're a team like the Padres who are, very much in this, early season playoff conversation. If I'm the Washington Nationals, I'm not trying to get caught up in something like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win another game or two here because all of these games against these teams that could be in the wild card match, really important. Remember tiebreakers now, head to head. So the three games that they're playing here, the three games that they'll play in Washington after the All-Star break, could be, if the Nats hang around the playoff picture all summer long, those could end up being critically important games for both of these teams. So that's my perspective. It would be hey, you gotta, worry about trying to win a game, not, being upset that somebody was happy that they won one.
We got a little behind on the technical difficulties, so let's get quickly to the Incorporator word for today. Paulie's got it for you here, Jesse.
Bivouac.
Bivouac. You probably heard that before, right?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah,
every day. Easy one for you.
Bivouac is a temporary encampment without tents or cover used by usually soldiers or mountaineers. A bivouac.
Sure, yeah.
A bivouac. You've got a lot of temporary shelters out on a baseball field. That should be no problem for you tonight. Jesse, good luck with that.
I've got one in my head, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, thanks, buddy. Listen tonight, 6:40 first pitch with Tony Gwynn Jr., 5:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. Thank you, Jesse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.